What is up, everybody? Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. So today I have another GPT highlight for you. I am going to highlight a tool called DottyPost. It's DottyPost. It is a LinkedIn content generator. It's going to help you basically take any of your existing content that you have, whether it's podcast content, which is what I'm going to be using with DottyPost here in a demo when we run through some of its features today, or blog content, and you're repurposing that content into LinkedIn optimized content. Their little tagline here on the DottyPost site is stop wasting hours writing LinkedIn content. I'm not quite writing it for hours yet. That's definitely the goal. And leverage AI to grow on LinkedIn. And just skimming through a few of these cool features that they have here, they looks like they allow you to create a post from a specific topic. You can use you can create a post from a blog or from shorts that you've already created if you've created short content. So basically anything that you've already created, it's going to allow you to then repurpose that into LinkedIn specific content, including your videos even on YouTube. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. We're going to go ahead and hop over to DottyPost here in the dashboard. Pretty straightforward and simple. Right away, it prompted me to actually connect my LinkedIn page or LinkedIn account. You can also connect your company page up here, it looks like. Right now, I'm just publishing to this page. I have different ideas of what I want to do with the company page. Let me know what your opinions are of using personal pages versus company pages if you are have dealt with the same decision. Anyway, on the left-hand side here, we're seeing the options that the tool gives us. Create is obviously the one we're going to test drive or look at today. We can do topic creation, post creation, an AI carousel, or post inspiration. So I'm just going to start with topic creation. Discover topic ideas, get topic ideas on which you can create content. So it's asking me, in order to discover topics, it's asking me what my role is. So I'm gonna do digital marketer, founder, content creator. What do you do? I'm gonna say I help small businesses increase their digital presence with the use of AI. We'll just get a little specific since we're obviously on the AI Marketing Navigator podcast, and then suggest a minimum three keywords for topic ideas. So we're gonna, one of the suggestions here is AI tools. So we're definitely gonna do that. Let's do marketing. And then let's do content creation, I guess, and see what topic ideas the generator comes up with for us. Okay, so we can create a few different posts here according to the interface. 5 AI tools every digital marketer must have in 2021. Okay, so interesting date being pulled there. Looks like this is also being pulled to 2021. Not entirely sure why that is. I'm guessing, totally a guess here, but GPT, early GPT was only being pulled from 2021, I know. So maybe that's still the mode that this is pulling their API from, or the API is still pulling from that mode. Anyway, the first thing I notice is that the number and the list format is still very popular, according to DottyPost anyway. 5 AI tools every digital marketer must have, 10 marketing strategies to boost your small business, 3 ways AI can revolutionize your content creation process. So I'm not saying I'm not going to use these. I think I definitely will try and actually start incorporating some more of the numbers and some lists. Clearly, DottyPost thinks that's going to be optimized content for LinkedIn. Okay, so I got 5 post ideas here. Change the dates, you know, make sure that you can actually come up with the corresponding number of valuable tools or tips. And I think this is definitely helpful. I mean, it's definitely given me some direction here, and I can continue to generate with a different few inputs. Okay, so let's move on to post creation. Okay, so this is what I saw on the demo page and kind of where I got the rundown of what the tool offers. So we can create a post from a topic. So we had those topics that we were generating. So now if we were to select one, let's see how we would create a post here. So if you're in X function study, so this is the templates that they're offering here. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is select our template. It's a little confusing at first what's going on here, but this template is like, hey, if you're in digital marketing, study these 10 skills. So again, lists, numbered lists. Digital marketing is just defined a little differently. Oh, it's just as simple as this. Oh, it's just ABCs, whatever you want to input here. Okay, but I definitely get it, and this is the template. So let's see what other templates they have here. And this is starting to get really cool and I'm liking it, really impressive. Definitely giving me some ideas of how to actually format LinkedIn post content. so we see several different templates here. For those listening, there's that first one in which we give kind of a list of skills. There's another one that says, oh, X, which we're gonna use digital marketing for X here in our post. Digital marketing has changed. And then we give three examples of what it was like before in the before times, 1, 2, 3. Exactly. It's a blank. What has it has changed to? It's a new world. It's a brave new world. It's a dangerous new world. It's an artificial intelligent new world. And then we give three new examples of digital marketing. Stop complaining and start the right thing here in brackets. Start digital marketing the right way or using AI in your digital marketing. This is the 2024 way to digital market to do digital marketing. So you can kind of get the point here, and they have several templates. The list goes on and on. So that's pretty cool. And then you can also kind of filter those templates into different categories. We have some for entrepreneurship, artificial intelligence, content marketing, industry insights, educational. So I'm definitely seeing some value here right off the bat. This is pretty cool. AI carousel. Moving on, I don't want to drag our episode on too long here, but we can create a carousel from topic. Actually, I do want to jump back to create a post from topic here, just so we're getting a good test. So let's actually grab one of our blog URLs or our post URLs from our website. Let's go. To episode 14, since that's what I happened to pull up. And let's put that in there using this, I don't know, let's use this skill template and see what it does for us. Okay. Here's the generated content. No editing or improvement right off the cuff. If you're in content creation, study image enhancement, asset enhancement, video enhancement, social media marketing, TensorPix, HitPaw, SketchAI, Let's Enhance, keywords research, SEO optimization. Content creation is just a creative journey. Have you tried any of these image and asset enhancement tools in your marketing campaigns? Hashtag content creation, hashtag marketing, hashtag image enhancement. Hashtag AI. All right, so lots of thoughts. First of all, not the worst post in the world. Definitely could use a little human intervention. So that theory that the AI is kind of getting us halfway there and we still need that human creative input is definitely holding true. Okay, so I'm not going to do any more demos here to keep the episode somewhat short, but I definitely can see the value in creating a post from a YouTube video. They have a couple soon to come features here called Share Your Experience, supercharge your LinkedIn presence by sharing your experience effortlessly, share an idea in an appealing way with your audience on LinkedIn and share an idea. So those are curious to see what those might be. Okay, but jumping forward to AI carousel now, same options, creating a carousel from a topic or a blog or from shorts or from YouTube. So let's create a carousel from a blog again, and let's pull a different one. Okay, I see what's going on here. So this is our carousel template and kind of preview that we're seeing on the screen right now. It's kind of given us five or six, and I'm not sure generally how familiar everybody is with a LinkedIn carousel, but five or six panels with various calls to actions, headlines, followed by paragraphs, and then a swipe call to action at the bottom of the screen. And then the last tile is kind of a tag with the name and the brand and asking if you like the content and prompting you to follow for more. They give you several different designs of templates here with different mostly gradients kind of being the primary design feature that gets switched. But still, definitely pretty cool. You can do a lot with the theme colors, and it looks like you can even add your brand signature too. So I'm still impressed. Let's go grab a different blog post here. Let's grab like episode 12 where we highlighted the website generator GPT, and let's see what that would look like as a carousel according to Dottie Post. So we're going to go ahead and generate that. Okay, episode 12, GPT highlights overview. We didn't add a name or brand, so we could definitely do that still. Let's see, we can go digital pop. Okay, and we can add, we would add our typical little avatar there. I'm not gonna bother you with my ugly file browser right now on the feed, but as you can see here, basically they came up with our few core topics. So like, for instance, modern website design, multiple pages included, articles on video game, impressive minimalist. So not super great here. Basically, it's taking the headers and some headlines through the content and some pretty irrelevant. It's almost like the description I made of the website that it's taking and just spitting out into a carousel. So I'm going to give this one a bit of a fail. I did like the post creation tool a little bit better for sure, and given the templates of how posts look because I think it gave you a little bit better or more stronger of a foundation, but not super impressed with the carousel, at least for the blog. Maybe the other tools are a little bit more impressive. Let me know if you've tried the tool and you've found different results for sure. And then last but not least, we're going to look at the post inspiration here. So this also looks helpful right off the cuff. I haven't done a whole lot of digging, but if you are not looking at the screen right now, the first few say things like your first MVP may fail, your second MVP may fail, your third MVP may fail. And if you're not in product marketing or product at all, MVP is minimum viable product. Then the fourth MVP finds product market fit. Don't be afraid to pivot. This person, you would assume, according to this post, worked for Loom, Slack, Discord, Segment, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, PayPal, Twitch, and so many startups. So I don't know if you worked for all those startups, but you get the point. You could use this post as inspiration, and that's kind of the point here. You can favorite posts, and again, there seem to be, I can't count right now, but a dozen or so. Okay, so we have different templates. Viral template, we have a marketing template, audience building, cybersecurity, so on and so forth. So this is, again, more where I'm seeing the value of a tool like this. Okay, so I've taken up enough of your time today. That's plenty of it. If you enjoyed the show or you found this format useful in any way, please do me a favor and subscribe or follow on your podcast platform of choice by using the RSS feed, or just follow on Spotify. I'm still working on getting everything submitted to those other podcast platforms. Thank you all for bearing with me. A review on top of that would be hugely appreciated and very, very helpful. So until next time, until tomorrow, thank you for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.